This show furnished by Cologne Family Services.
You are listening to Parenting with Vanessa Cologne on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Do you have a child who doesn't listen or tunes you out? Is a teacher telling you that your child may need extra support? Does your son or daughter have a hard time having successful interactions with peers? Do you feel overwhelmed and concerned about the well-being of your family and/or development of your child? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone. Vanessa Cologne is a family interventionist, bringing 20 years of hands-on experience working with children who have learning and behavioral challenges in the home and at school. Vanessa is here now to answer your questions on how to parent with a difficult child. So get on the phone and call us now at 1-800-ABC-KABC. That's 1-800-222-5222. 1-800-222-5222. And now, Vanessa Cologne.
Welcome. This is Parenting with Vanessa Cologne. I am here today with a special guest. And last week we talked about yoga, so we're going to continue the topic of the benefits of yoga with children, especially children with special needs. Every child has special needs, in my opinion, if anybody's dealing with something. Last week we brought on Tabe Atkins, who's the youngest certified yoga instructor in America. And I am fortunate to have on his teacher, his 200-hour. We have Shauna Meyerson. Shauna Meyerson is the internationally acclaimed creator of both Yoga Athletica and of Mini Yogi's Yoga for Kids. When Shauna found Mini Yogi's in 2002, the very concept of yoga for kids was practically unheard of. As a pioneer in the field, Shauna is one of the reasons that children's yoga has exploded in popularity around the world. She has conducted over 150 teacher trainings and certifies teachers to teach both adult and children's yoga. She is the very rare example of a teacher who teaches both children and adults on the most elite global scale. And I have to say, I met Shauna 8 years ago when I took her Mini Yogi's training, and it was very profound for me. And at the end of the training, she approached me with, "You work with kids with autism?" I go, "Yes." She said, "Can you develop a yoga program?" I thought, okay, let's figure this out. Went home. And 6 months later, had a 10-hour certification for kids who have autism. I feel very passionate about teaching kids about their body, and we're teaching children how to learn about their body with self-regulation through yoga, with the breath work and everything else. So I am really excited to bring on Shauna Meyerson. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Vanessa, and I'm so excited to be here with you.
Great. So first, can we talk about Tabe a little bit on the 200-hour? Because you do have a 200-hour, right, in
yes.
L.A.?
Yes, absolutely. And though we were very fortunate to have a 10-year-old take our training this past summer, this is by no means a children's training. Tabe is an extraordinary little guy. And it was funny because on the first day of training, everyone in there was an adult. Like, I don't mean like teenage adults, you know, in their 20s to 40s.
Right.
And at first, I think everybody was sort of like, and who's that kid? And what's he going to do? And then when I'm like, oh, yeah, he's going to, you know, he's in the training, I think at first people were like, and really? Like, as if it was going to take something away from their training. And it was so interesting to see the evolution where he started out as just sort of this, what's going on? And wound up really as not only a leader in the class, like grasping concepts that a lot of the other teachers were having challenges with, but that they were all women, mm-hmm. sort of morphed into these maternal figures for him, but at the same time really looking to him for answers. It was such an interesting dynamic.
Why did you say yes to this, just out of curiosity? What was it about him? I know that I met him when he was 8, and he did a bunch of training. So I'm just curious, because not a lot of people would give a child a chance. And I think that's amazing what you did, and that you really believed in him. So I was just curious on what the thought process was.
Right. Well, I mean, there wasn't much of a thought process, because I've known Tabe I met him even before you met him, right? So he had come to my training but didn't actually do it when he must have been around 6 years old. And I guess I've known him for all these years and seen him grow up. And what an incredibly enlightened, he's an indigo child. He's an enlightened, old soul, but at the same time, just such a precious, young, whimsical, energetic child. And everything about him is just so extraordinary that, first of all, it never occurred to me not to have him do the training. Right. But when his mom, Sahel, told me that his whole life is Disney and he loves going to Disney World and Disneyland, and he had a choice last summer of either going to Euro Disney and, you know, Paris and London for 2 weeks, or
take your
do
training.
A 200-hour intensive teacher training. I mean, how do you say no to that?
Right. And how many hours in a day is your training?
So for his training, we were doing 7:30 to 6 p.m. for 16 days. My next training is going to be a little different. It's going to be 8 to 8 for 14 days, so a little more intensive. So it just depends on how many days we're in there. But 7:30 to 6 is extremely intensive nonetheless.
Right. Do you have a date for your next training for your 200-hour?
Yes, June 17th to 30th here in Los Angeles.
That's great.
Yeah.
And then let's talk about the children you work with.
Yeah.
Right? So I know that you are known for many yogis, especially all over the place, which is great because I've actually taught for you in San Francisco in different schools. Why did you start this for children?
Right. So I was sort of a latecomer to the yoga scene. I sort of found it on accident. I mean, weeks before my 30th birthday party. And up until that day, I was just such a perfectionist and such an overachiever that my whole life was judgment, right? Judgment of myself, judgment of others, and a lot of unhappiness. And in fact, when I didn't get into Stanford, which was like my life goal when I was a kid, it was so devastating to me. Like, I didn't even think life could go on because I was such a perfectionist. And it was my first big failure in my life, right? And it was truly devastating for me. And when I went to yoga, it was the first time anybody ever told me that it was okay to fall.
Right.
And that was an extraordinarily powerful revelation. Now, I want to say this had nothing to do with my parents being bad parents. They were the best parents.
Every child has a different personality, right? And some of the kids I work with can't make a mistake, especially with drawing.
Or They
mess up on a line, they have to erase it. So, I mean, that I feel like it's just something you're born with.
That's right. And it was me, and it wasn't my other three siblings. So no blame on my parents. It was all just my own craziness, my own tsuris, as they say in the old country. And I felt immediately on such a visceral level, like, why didn't someone tell me this when I was three? Somebody has to tell this to the kids. And Mini Yogis was born very, very, very shortly thereafter.
Right. So I developed Yaz Yoga, so yoga education for autism spectrum.
Yes.
And so my biggest thing is for children to be able to learn about their body and about they don't have to be perfect and they can make decisions. But my biggest thing is self-regulation.
Right.
So when you get in that state of mind where you are freaking out over something, you know, you didn't get into something, you choose something, but how do you get out of that state? Right. So I know you took my training and I was just curious how has that, if you've like used any of the tools that we've talked about in the training or with any of the kids?
Absolutely.
Especially with kids on autism, with whom have autism?
Absolutely. Here's the thing is that I personally have worked with every type of special needs you could imagine across the entire spectrum. And I don't mean the autism spectrum, but, you know, mental, emotional, physical. And, but I was always afraid of working on the more deeply affected autism, end of the autism spectrum. And by far, your training gave me the confidence to walk in and work with these children and feel comfortable that I could really make a difference in their lives.
Yeah, I think that was one of the biggest things is making yoga for everybody. So verbal, language, nonverbal, whatever it is, everybody can benefit from this. Being able to do tree pose, to stand on one leg, to help with balance and to focus and everything else is huge.
It's an amazing and very useful training for anybody.
Thanks. And we are going to be stay tuned right now, but if you want to give us a call, Shauna's here. We would love to hear from you. If you have any questions on how yoga can help your family, call in at 1-800-522-8222. Once again, 1-800-522-5222. Sorry, I said it wrong. 1-800-222-5222. Thank you.
You're listening to Parenting with Vanessa Colon on Talk Radio 790 KABC. If your child is acting out and you're feeling you're losing control, we are here for you live. So get on the phone and call us now at 1-800-ABC-KABC. 1-800-222-5222. That's 1-800-222-5222. Stay tuned.
You're unique, so why is your mattress one size fits all? Because a custom mattress costs thousands, until now. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of HelixSleep.com, where you can buy a mattress online, customized for you, for hundreds of dollars instead of thousands. Go to HelixSleep.com, answer a few simple questions, and we build you the most comfortable mattress you'll ever sleep on. Shipping is free, and you have 100 nights to try it out. Go to HelixSleep.com/talkradio and get $50 off your order. HelixSleep.com/talkradio.
My blinds were so ugly, I hung up drapes just to hide them. Finally, I got new ones, and they're stunning thanks to Blinds.com. The prices, selection, and quality are amazing. Shipping is free, and their professional designers gave me a free online design consultation, helping me pick, measure, and install the perfect blinds for every room.
This Valentine's Day, fall in love with your home. Now through February 14th, get 20% off your entire order at Blinds.com, promo code HOME. That's Blinds.com, promo code HOME. Rules and restrictions apply.
Steve Jones, founding member of the legendary Sex Pistols, one of the creators of punk rock, and the host of Jonesy's Jukebox right here on KLOS, revisits his unruly, often tragic past in his newly released autobiography, Lonely Boy, Tales from a Sex Pistol. On sale now wherever books are sold. Or buy it at Barnes & Noble at The Grove on Fairfax and 3rd and get it signed by Steve Jones Thursday, February 16th, starting at 7 p.m. Lonely Boy, Tales from a Sex Pistol, on sale now.
Hi, it's Alan Gervey.
And I'm Carrie Kasem.
Need some legal, moral, or just common sense advice?
Then tune in to Gervey's Law Saturdays at 2 when we open up the discussion and tackle difficult issues in law and life.
That's right. You've heard of Murphy's Law, but have you heard of Gervey's Law? Gervey's Law is that anything that can go wrong can also go right. And we go at it with some of the greatest legal minds in the country.
It's the intersection of law and life. Don't miss it. Saturdays at 2 right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
My name is Meera Batra. I have been in this country 32 years, and this is how I live united. America has always been the land of promise, and in my community, many families have come for a better life. Coming from another culture myself, I know the desire to become part of a community, to feel at home, and to gain the tools for our children and families to succeed. So I advocate for these families with United Way. United Way empowers them to look beyond their histories and to see what opportunities are available. We help them get involved with their kids' schools, network within the community, and when we do, we unite them. We make the community stronger. What I do is something I wish someone had done for me, and I am so grateful I am able to. My name is Meera Batra. I help families see opportunities and succeed. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Those lights, that music, it can only mean one thing. The Main Street Electrical Parade is home. And KABC wants you to experience the limited time return of this legendary parade to Disneyland Park. Listen to McIntyre in the Morning Friday between 7 and 9 for your chance at a 4-pack of Disneyland Park tickets to join us on February 23rd. Come see for yourself why this shimmering celebration has been beloved for decades. But hurry, because it all glows away after June 18th. Visit KABC.com for more chances to join us at Disneyland Park on February 23rd and enjoy all the shimmering, sparkling fun, courtesy of KABC.
Welcome back. You're listening to Parenting with Vanessa Colon on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Whether your child has autism, sensory integration, ADHD, anxiety, or any other issue, and you're feeling at a loss with your child's behavior, this is the show for you. Vanessa has helped empower many parents with tools to improve their parenting skills, and she is here to help you too. To get on the air live with your question or comment, call now, 1-800-ABC-KABC. That's 1-800-222-5222, 1-800-222-5222.
Welcome back. You're listening to Parenting with Vanessa Colon. Today, our topic is how yoga can help children and families. We have our first caller today, Jane. Hi, how are you? Jane?
Good. Yes. Hi, Vanessa. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm fine. I've been listening to your show and to your guest, I guess, Shauna.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so hi, Jane. You have a question for Shauna. I'd love to hear it.
All right. I have a situation. We had a very old family dog who recently passed away. She was 16.
Aww,
and my daughter, who's 10, is having a very difficult time with the concept, and she's very anxious. You know, she grew up with a dog, and she's feeling a lot of pain right now. And I was just wondering, you know, with yoga and meditation, how we could help her through this period.
That's an awesome question, Jane, and one that comes up often, whether it's a dog or a family member, which dogs are family members, so it's not really a differential. Of course, we all know that all dogs go to dog heaven, so that's the good news.
So did ours.
So they're all, you know, pooping wherever they want to and eating snacks all day. But here's the thing, is that when you're thinking about someone that you love, it doesn't matter who they are. Whether they are with us on this earth or not, they're always with us. Isn't that true?
Yes, it is true. I feel that every day, that Emmy is still here with us.
Right. So on a simpler level, let's say, Jane, that you went shopping and Emmy is at home, right, when she was still with us, and you're shopping. Does Emmy exist?
Why I'm shopping?
Yeah, you're just at the store and Emmy was still with us and she is just at home doing her thing.
Emmy's always with me, yes.
Right. So here's the thing that children need to know is that a dog, a person, anyone that they love is always in their heart, okay? It doesn't matter if they're alive or if they've passed, because they're still there. Just as if the kid were at school, they wouldn't be with the dog either, but they could still love the dog as much as they do when they're sitting with the dog. So the beauty of meditation is that meditation is almost an alternate reality that you can create for yourself. That if you can get into a space where your mind and your breath are all focused on the positive and loving memories of Emmy.
Yes.
That your heart and your mind will fill with love and happiness for what she is and what she has brought to your family instead of what she was or what you might feel like you have lost.
Oh, I understand. All right. I'm going to have to try to explain that to my daughter.
So, yeah, I mean, just to give you some basic technique, if she were to sit or even lie down in a very comfortable place, like whatever is her most comfortable place, cuddled up in a bed, on a couch with her favorite blankie, blankies are good. And she just closes her eyes, and it's like a dream when you're awake, and you can either talk her through it as her eyes are closed, or you could just have her imagine in her head the most beautiful dream or the most beautiful memory of her with Emmy. And then as she breathes, imagine the breath going right to where her heart is.
Yes, okay. Mm-hmm, I understand.
And then as if the breath, when you breathe in, could fill you with that happy memory and with that love and that feeling of peace and connection with her doggy.
Yeah, that's a very good idea, and I think I'm going to try that with her.
You can also follow that up with having her draw after the meditation of the dog, a picture of the dog, and have the dog close to her.
Oh, great. That's a great idea. That'll keep Emmy very much, you know, in her thoughts. Wonderful. I would definitely try this. It's a good advice.
Thank you.
Oh, okay, I hope it makes a difference. Sorry about your loss.
Oh, thank you so much. And thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
Okay. Good night.
Thanks. Good night.
So, Shauna, I get a lot of calls from teachers or parents that their child is having a really hard time in school, right? The transitions are really difficult.
Okay.
And it's almost like, you know, they're playing something and it's time to clean up and then they just melt down completely.
Right.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's nothing more traumatic than putting away a crayon when you're not ready.
No, it's their life is over. I'm telling you, that's what it feels like to them. And it's a real thing.
Right. Of course.
So have you had any children like that? Because I've worked with a couple and I'm just curious, like, what some of your success has been working with some of the kids that you've worked with.
Yeah. I mean, with transitions, I have to say that your training was truly what gave me the tools. You had offered us the idea of charts,
right?
That broke down this activity, this activity, this activity, so that they knew exactly what to expect. I wasn't pulling any surprises on them, and that really helped a lot with transitions. I actually took that same idea and instead of a chart, made a deck of cards, and they could draw the cards and lay them out in front of them. And as we finished an activity, they could flip the card. So seeing the visual continuum and what's behind them and what's ahead, which was your idea, I just modified a little bit, was extraordinarily beneficial. And I've used that not only for my kids on the spectrum, but also on my Down syndrome children and some of my more anxious children. It's really been a fabulous tool.
Right. Another thing is, too, with the deck of cards, what I've had kids do is have them draw their own yoga poses and make their own deck.
Right.
And we actually have another caller right now. We have Rachel that's on the phone. Hi, Rachel. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. So you have a question, I hope.
Yes. How I do.
Well, thanks. This is a good place to call in.
I know. What a great reason to call.
I have millions. Where will I begin? My question was that I have a daughter that gets math anxiety. She's brilliant. She understands her math, but when it comes time to actually taking the tests, she freezes up and she gets anxiety, and it stops her from performing on tests. She just blanks out. And I'm wondering if there's something, I'm always trying to tell her, take deep breaths, try to relax, but if there's something that we can do to give her that she can do at her desk that isn't obviously getting downward dog, but something that she can do to help her relax and clear her mind before the test.
That's one of the things that yoga is extraordinarily useful for. First thing that I would say is I always tell kids it's like your mind is like sitting in traffic, right? If you're on the 405 freeway and there's a million cars in front of you, there's nowhere to go, right? There's no exit, you can't get off. But if it's a clear freeway, then you could drive straight down it. And every kid understands that. So what we need to do is use the deep cleansing breath, really big, long breaths, as if it were like a vacuum cleaner or a broom that is sweeping the thoughts out of the mind, any other thoughts, so that the only thing that you're thinking about, the only thing you're focusing on is the problem in front of you. And also not spending your time worrying about whether it's right or wrong, but rather focusing on the process of figuring it out. Right. A lot of anxiety is performance oriented rather than accomplishment oriented. Right.
Yeah, totally.
And one thing that I have with that has been really successful with my kids is I know it's kind of silly, but I tell them to actually wiggle their toes and pay attention to their feet. So it gets them out of their head.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. You know, it actually works. Something simple as that, because I think when you're in that state breathing, because I have major test anxiety. Forget it. If you put a test in front of me, I'll be in tears just because my dyslexia and processing issues. But literally, if you just wiggle your feet and your toes and bring that mindfulness down to the bottom, it actually helps to ground you right away, and it gets you out of your head right away.
And so breathing also helps. Yeah, and it helps that your daughter actually knows the math, so she needs to own that, right? She needs to believe in herself and have confidence in herself. That's the number one thing that's going to get her through.
Thank you so much, Rachel, for calling in.
Thank you. That was helpful. I'll do the wiggling of the toes. I love.
All right. Well, listen, everyone, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more information on how yoga helps children.
You're listening to Parenting with Vanessa Colon on Talk Radio 790 KABC. If your child is acting out and you're feeling you're losing control, we are here for you live. So get on the phone and call us now at 1-800-ABC-KABC. 1-800-222-5222. That's 1-800-222-5222. Stay tuned.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors and shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Plus, get 2 free gifts and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. Get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you don't pay a penny. Call now, 800-281-8770. 800-281-8770.
You're unique, so why is your mattress one size fits all? Because a custom mattress costs thousands, until now. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of HelixSleep.com, where you can buy a mattress online, customized for you, for hundreds of dollars instead of thousands. Go to HelixSleep.com, answer a few simple questions, and we build you the most comfortable mattress you'll ever sleep on. Shipping is free, and you have 100 nights to try it out. Go to HelixSleep.com/talkradio and get $50 off your order. HelixSleep.com/talkradio.
My blinds were so ugly, I hung up drapes just to hide them. Finally, I got new ones, and they're stunning thanks to Blinds.com. The prices, selection, and quality are amazing. Shipping is free, and their professional designers gave me a free online design consultation, helping me pick, measure, and install the perfect blinds for every room.
This Valentine's Day, fall in love with your home. Now through February 14th, get 20% off your entire order at Blinds.com, promo code HOME. That's Blinds.com, promo code HOME. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hey, is that a faucet running?
Nope, that's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest.
It is?
Yeah, forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink. The water comes straight from the forest to us, in fact.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
How do trees clean the air?
They soak up the dirty air on their leaves, branches, and trunks, which means clean air for us.
Cool. I didn't know that.
Yep. But the forest does more than give us clean air and water. It gives us shade for hot days, birds to listen to, and trees to climb.
Wow. That's awesome. I didn't know how cool the forest could be. Hey, let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does, just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Want to be an insider?
Hell yeah!
Log on to KABC.com now and become a KABC insider.
Ooh, what do I get?
Get special access to SoCal's hottest concerts,
sporting events, including Kings hockey,
and more. Plus, sign up now for a chance at a 4-pack of Disneyland park tickets to join us on February 23rd and experience the limited-time return of the Main Street Electrical Parade. Yeah! The KABC Insider.
Because if you're not on the inside,
you're out. Register now by going inside KABC.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Parenting with Vanessa Colon on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Whether your child has autism, sensory integration, ADHD, anxiety, or any other issue, and you're feeling at a loss with your child's behavior, this is the show for you. Vanessa has helped empower many parents with tools to improve their parenting skills, and she is here to help you too. To get on the air live with your question or comment, call now, 1-800-ABC-KABC. That's 1-800-222-5222, 1-800-222-5222.
Welcome back. This is Parenting with Vanessa Colon. We are here talking about yoga with the founder of Shauna Meyerson of Mini Yogis. And you can find her website. You can check her out at MiniYogis.com. She's laughing
Bingo.
At me right now. Did I get it right?
Yes, you did. Great spelling.
You want to do Yoga Athletica? Now it's your turn.
Yoga Athletica. The trick, Vanessa, is that there's only one A. Yogathletica. I always feel like I'm in like a spelling bee when I spell the name of my own company.
I would actually mess that up for sure, so I don't want to say that. And then, right. Of course, one person will listen to it, and that'll be the way it's spelled in
right.
my mind. And I'm out. Then I would feel really bad about that.
I could spell it all day long.
Well, thanks. Shauna is actually a friend and a mentor of mine, and she's hosting Yaz Yoga, which will be coming up next month, March 18th and 19th, which is yoga education for autism spectrum in Santa Monica. You could check us out at her website, Mini Yogis, or if you want more information, you can go to yeasyoga.com. And as we've had a couple callers calling in, which is great to talk about children and how yoga helps with anxiety, I just have a couple questions for you, Shauna.
I have a couple answers.
I hope so. Can you tell me some stories of some success you've seen with yoga and children?
Yeah. I have to say, actually, my greatest success was with a girl who had Asperger's, which, as we know, is no longer on the spectrum, but back in the day it was, so maybe it counts. This girl, it was a whole group of children with Asperger's. They were about 8 years old at the time. And every single class, wound up with everyone crying because she would hit someone, kick someone, break something. Like, it was really mass chaos. And this went on for quite a while until I actually had to tell her mother, you know, she could work with me privately if she wants to, but if her behaviors don't change, she can't be in the group because she was disrupting everyone's process. So blah, 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 fast forward, about 1 year later, this same girl meditated for an entire hour without moving. Now, if you haven't tried meditating for an hour, it's something that most adults cannot do. But to see a 9-year-old girl who previously was unable to sit still for a minute, and I don't exaggerate, a minute, to sit for an entire hour was surreal and just magical beyond belief.
Right. I was teaching at an autism school up in the Bay Area, and after about a year and a half, it became, they walk in, they just want to meditate, and that was it.
Really?
That's amazing. That was it. And at first I was feeling bad because parents are paying for yoga class.
Right.
I'm going, okay, no one's moving their body. They're just laying there. But that's what their body needed.
Right.
And it was almost, I had to tell myself that's what yoga is.
Right. That's self-regulation.
The self-regulation is key, that they were able to do that.
Absolutely. And yeah, right. I totally felt the same way. I'm like, oh, well, part of me was like, oh, am I going to tell her mom that while everyone else did yoga, she meditated for an hour because that was her choice? And then I'm like, are you kidding me? Her mom is going to be over the moon,
right?
As she was. That's amazing that your kids are eager to meditate.
And these were all kids that some had autism, just learning differences and behavioral issues.
Phenomenal.
But after, you know, a year and a half of teaching, and by the way, they were teaching the class too. So that's mm-hmm. That's how I started teaching social skills through yoga to children.
Right.
Because yoga is very concrete, right? Downward dog is always downward dog.
Right.
Right.
Well,
kind of. You know, certain poses are always the same. So kids know what to expect. And so when they know what to expect and what's coming up, it's a lot easier for them to teach too.
Right. But they tend to attach a lot more to the movement than the stillness. So the fact that you're instilling stillness, I mean, that's right. That self-regulation component. You're talking about children who are having who are primarily there because of their self-regulation issues. It's amazing that they're eager to address those because that stuff translates into real life in a really tangible way.
Right. And we actually have another caller.
Excellent.
I know.
Bring him on.
We have Richard. Hi, Richard. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you?
Yes, I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Okay. I had a question for Shauna.
Okay, go ahead.
Are we on the air?
Yes, you are.
Okay. Shauna, this is a little bit sensitive. I have a daughter who's 12 years old, and she's really rather overweight. And I've tried to get her into all sorts of weight loss programs and things that might help her, but she's got a real image problem. And she's very reluctant to get into a class. You know, maybe one-on-one she could do yoga, but is there anything I could do to get her to be a little bit more open about just participating? And
right.
Just...
That's an awesome question. And I have to say, one of the many amazing things about yoga is that anybody could do it. I mean, truly. It doesn't matter if you're athletic, if you're not athletic, if you're a girl, if you're a boy, if you're overweight, if you're underweight, if you have special needs. Yoga truly is for everyone, and it's such an amazing, forgiving, and confidence-building practice that with the right teacher, your daughter will be excited about herself and about her body. But I have to say that when you talk to a child about doing a physical activity, let's say yoga, it can't be under the guise of because we want you to lose weight, right? Because in that is a judgment of who she is. Even if you say, oh, I want you to look better so you feel better, so whatever. But if it's just like, hey, let's do this activity, it's going to be fun, and the esteem is built in, that what happens is when you have a practice like yoga that, again, as I mentioned earlier, that allows you to fall, that allows you to be imperfect, that allows you to experiment, that allows you to take risks, that the confidence that comes with it will often translate into wanting to take better care of yourself, believing in yourself, having confidence in yourself in a way that your life, your child's life, will morph on its own. But I do think that it's important to not talk to children specifically about you need to lose weight, because I think that judgment can be very painful for a child and can become very self-defeating.
Yeah, well, see, the real issue is that when she's in a group, she looks around at all the other little girls.
Right.
You know, and she's very self-conscious. So I'm just wondering, like, are there different levels of achievement? Or I just don't want her to stand out, you know, to feel even worse about herself.
You know, with something like this, I always recommend a one-on-one to start. Just to learn the poses and what's expected. Because I think a lot of times, too, when you go to a yoga class, they might say, do this pose, and you're just going, what does that mean? What does that look like? And you're looking around, am I doing it right? Am I not doing it? So I always recommend that a couple private sessions just to learn the names of the yoga poses.
And then, to establish rapport, right? Because when you know the teacher, it's a lot easier to step into their room with other kids when you feel comfortable in that space, when you can't feel comfortable with the person who's teaching you.
It's a safety net. So also, if the child is coming in with a certain area that they're working on and they're struggling with, that teacher's going to know, so they can give them extra support during that time that they're asking that child to do something.
Right. And Richard, to address your question about levels, I mean, one of the beauties of yoga is that there are no levels. There's no belts. There's no trophies. There's nowhere you have to go other than where you are willing to go and try. Does that make sense? So there's no failing. There's no like, oh, well, that kid was picked first for the team, or that kid is better than I am. Like, really? Yoga could be as hard or as easy as you want it to be,
No, that's very true. And it's you. It's the judgment on yourself, right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm more interested in this, not so much as a weight loss program as a self-esteem type of a activity, you know.
Yeah.
Where she just gets to feel better about herself.
I think personally, again, with my personal experience was that just knowing that I couldn't fail, it changed my life forever. And so just know that when she comes to yoga, as long as she always tries her best, she's doing a perfect job. And yeah. that's what yoga is all about. And that is where the esteem is built in.
Yeah. I really appreciate the time that you spent and for taking my call.
Thank you so much for your call.
Thank you, Richard. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Now stay tuned. We have the lines open now, so please call in. And here comes our commercial.
You're listening to Parenting with Vanessa Colon on Talk Radio 790 KABC. If your child is acting out and you're feeling you're losing control, we are here for you live. So get on the phone and call us now at 1-800-ABC-KABC, 1-800-222-5222. That's 1-800-222-5222. Stay tuned.
It's here again, guys. Valentine's Day is next week, and you know what that means. Time to start thinking about the perfect gift. Or you can simply trust the experts at Sherry's Berries like I do. Picture your sweetheart when you surprise her at home or her office with decadent dipped strawberries made just for her. I scored major points last year by sending these amazing, unforgettable treats to my wife. She loved them. Hey, you have a unique Valentine. She deserves a one-of-a-kind gift, right? Well, this is it. These berries are ripe, juicy, and delicious. They come freshly dipped in dark, white, and milk chocolatey goodness, topped with irresistible toppings like chocolate chips and chopped nuts. And check this out. Right now, you can get Sherry's Berries for $19.99 plus shipping. That's juicy, gourmet, freshly dipped berries starting at $19.99. Go ahead and double your order for $9.99 more. Don't wait. Valentine's Day is almost here, and this offer expires soon. To get this amazing deal, go to berries.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, and use code 4747. That's berries.com, code 4747. Berries.com, code 4747.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors, and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Getting support from friends online kept me on track.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
Instead of smoking after I ate, I'd get up and take a walk.
I missed having a cigarette in my hand, so I'd hold a pen or a straw, anything.
Until I knew I wouldn't give in to temptation, I spent more time with my friends who didn't smoke.
I went to places that were smoke-free.
I didn't stay quit the very first time I tried.
I kept on trying, and I learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
No matter how many times it takes.
I quit.
I quit.
I quit.
We did it, so can you.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
Hi, y'all. This is Aaron Tippin, and I'd like to take a moment to say thanks to all of our veterans out there listening. This is a great nation because of all the hard work and numerous sacrifices that all of you make for us. Thank you from the bottom of my heart, and please remember that America supports you and appreciates what you're doing for this country. This message is brought to you by the United States Air Force.
Infectious diseases spread by pests like malaria, Zika, and Chagas disease are causing a worldwide health crisis. Fortunately, here at home, we don't face the same level of threat, but we shouldn't let our guard down. Mosquito-borne diseases like West Nile virus and Zika are impacting communities across the U.S., and Lyme disease spread by ticks is on the rise. Whether around the world or just around the block, get the facts you need to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association.
KABC News, winner of three prestigious Golden Mike Awards, Jim Roop. Best news reporting.
We all can't hold Donald Trump's feet to the fire.
Yeah.
Our best resource is our local representatives. That's why we hire them. That's what we pay them for.
We don't fake news. We break news and make news. 790 KABC.
Welcome back. You're listening to Parenting with Vanessa Colon on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Whether your child has autism, sensory integration, ADHD, anxiety, or any other issue, and you're feeling at a loss with your child's behavior, this is the show for you. Vanessa has helped empower many parents with tools to improve their parenting skills, and she is here to help you too.
To get on the air live with your question or comment, call now. 1-800-ABC-KABC. That's 1-800-222-5222. 1-800-222-5222.
Welcome back to Parenting with Vanessa Colon. Today we're talking about how yoga helps families with their child and with their children, of course. And we have Shauna Meyerson. And I have just a couple more questions for Shauna. First off, how can people find you? I know you're in L.A. and I know you teach in different schools around the L.A. area. How can they find you if they wanted a private class or a school wants to bring your program into their school?
Right. So the easiest way to find me would, of course, be on my website, miniyogis.com, which is miniyogis.com. Of course, I'm on Facebook, both as Mini Yogis, as Shauna Meyerson, and also as Yoga Athletica. I could also be found, of course, on my Yoga Athletica website, which is, again, there's just one A in the middle, yogathletica.com. Then, of course, there's my Instagram, there's my YouTube, there's my Vimeo. I'm everywhere. What can I say?
I got to tell you, so I guess let's talk about the adult yoga classes. I've taken your adult classes. They're pretty intense. So I actually want to say that. I feel like if you want to really expand your yoga practice and take it to the next level, watching yoga on her, Shauna on her YouTube videos is a great way to start, but also go taking your classes. Every time I've taken your class, I leave. My core is just, I can't laugh.
I always say, no matter what the question, the answer is core.
Right. So, I mean, where can people find your adult yoga classes?
Right. So honestly, I'm pretty much all private. I have one public class on Wednesday evenings at 8 p.m. at Moore Dancing in Brentwood. But besides that, I'm a private instructor. And it's funny because what I teach adults, as you're sort of mentioning, is like the extreme opposite of what you do with kids, right? With adults, it's all arm balances, inversions, and core, and just crazy stuff. And with kids, it's fun, games, songs, toys, but all within the context still of classical yoga. All my kids are learning the same things, really, my adults are, but in a really, really different context.
Hey, you want to make it fun. So you're bringing in animals.
Absolutely.
And, you know, different themes, right? You're going,
right.
You're going
no live
traveling.
Animals, though.
No. You don't want to practice yoga on live animals. We have a bigger problem.
There are a few rhinoceroses in my class.
I'll have some parents calling me complaining about something, right?
Yeah.
So with the adult classes, totally get it, a lot harder. But I will tell you that you have an intense class. I love it.
Yeah. But thank you.
I'm more of a relaxed yoga person, right?
Yeah.
But the children's yoga class, right? I teach it the same way as the adults, mm-hmm. with the breathing, okay. in mm-hmm. a way, but different, like the same structure of a class, not
right.
the same, the flow, like the breathing
right.
to start with, the warm up,
right?
Right.
Of course.
And then the sequencing.
Right.
And then, so, but it's more fun based. And I also bring in a lot more music.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that children really gravitate to the music
mm-hmm.
with the yoga. And
mm-hmm.
that is where I also have been able to teach breathing. So with breathing, how I'm teaching it is either having something on the stomach so the child can see
mm-hmm.
the breath go up and down,
mm-hmm.
or I'm having the breath work be from the beginning of the song to the end of the song.
Okay.
Correct. Anything else that you use that...
Well, yeah. I mean, with me, I'm all about Ujjayi breathing, which is, in essence, sighing with your mouth closed. I mean, that's the simplest way of putting it, because it's a natural stress reducer. Excuse me. With the younger children, I do what I call half Ujjayi, which is really more of a quarter Ujjayi, which is a deep breath through the nose and then a long sigh out of the mouth, because it's that sigh, that release, that really gets them into the calming aspects of the breathing.
Right.
And as they get more mature, then we're moving into the full Ujjayi, which is in and out through the nose, but it's like a guttural breath. I always say, like, depending on how sophisticated my kids are with Star Wars, I might say it's the Darth Vader breath, but I've been corrected very often on what Darth Vader really sounds like. So now I more say ocean breathing, because they can't contest me on that as they can with the right? Darth Vader, which isn't exactly Ujjayi.
Right. And I guess with my kids, I mean, just being able to say, take a deep breath, they are just like, what is breath work? Right. So what is that concept? So I'm taking that step back and saying, okay, watching your belly go up and down.
Right.
Right. The simple things, just because my kids have more of the sensory integration, mm-hmm. autism, and just high anxiety.
Right.
So when you say take a deep breath, they're like, what does that mean? Like, I don't get it. So like blowing on the arm, things like that, that I found that it's been really helpful.
Right. Or also with the half Ujjayi, which is to make it more tangible, to breathe in like you're smelling something really, really good. Right. Like Pepe Le Pew, how he would fly across the room on the smell. Yeah. And then on the exhale, like, you know how when something smells so good, you're like, ah.
Right.
Like to really draw out the drama of what it is. And I let them pick what it is. If it's chocolate cake, if it's flowers, if it's, you know, their dog's breath, I don't really care. Whatever they want to smell, because sometimes smelly feet even works, just big breath in.
Then I get, when I say smelly feet, because I do that, all of a sudden everyone's laughing and I lost them.
Right. Yeah.
So be careful what you say.
It's true.
Or when you put your foot all the way to your ear and your mouth and be like, oh, I'm calling. And then they just go, that's just so crazy.
Well, I mean, I don't have a real problem with kids laughing. In fact, I sort of like kids laughing. As long as it's not in Shavasana, where they're supposed to be relaxing. I think laughter adds a lot to a class and really helps to relax. And also, to sort of address Richard's question before, like, laughter is one of those things that takes away the pressure or anxiety of performance, right?
So I just have high energy kids. So when you have a bunch of kids laughing, you lose it all.
Right.
But I do agree that laughing is super important, but just me, because my kids are all over, like, just like jumping from one thing to the next. If they can jump from one wall to the next, they would really do that.
Right, totally.
Which is great, but to be able to teach them that self-regulation is really important.
And the beauty of breath is that they could do it any minute,
anywhere,
any day. They don't have to stop what they're doing. They could do it in a test. They could do it in a basketball game. They could do it on stage when they're acting. They could do it when their little brother is bugging, you know, them to death. Like, it's just something, it's so versatile, right?
Even feeling your toes. So if you just wiggle your toes.
Wiggling the toes. I'm going to have to try the wiggling the toes
thing. I'm telling you, the kids love it.
I believe you.
Especially around testing, you just bring awareness. I just did a class with my middle schoolers, and I'm like, wiggle your toes, guys. They're like, what? What do you mean? And I go, check it out and feel it. And all of a sudden, they're like, oh, that makes sense.
During the actual test.
Yes. Take it during the actual test, because I feel like that just kind of brings that mindfulness down to the feet in a different area, so you're not thinking about it. So it's just bringing that thought process to something else. So if you just wiggle your toes a little bit.
I'm wiggling them right now. It's really working.
How's it feeling?
It's like my stress is melting away like butter.
Well, I'm really excited to have you here today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And
it's been fun.
It has been a lot of fun. And also, I want to go over, we are going to be doing, you're hosting Yaz Yoga again, which is yoga education for autism spectrum.
Always an awesome time and a perfect complement to Mini Yogi's teacher training, may I add.
Right. And so people can check that out at yeasyoga.com. And now, Shauna, please let them know how they can get a hold of you one more time.
Yes. So miniyogis.com, miniyogis.com. You could email me. My name is Shauna, as previously mentioned, Shana, at the same miniyogis.com. And the phone number is 310-471-9644.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. And I am looking forward to working with you next month at the 10-hour certification that we'll be doing. They'll be doing all the talking.
It's been my pleasure, and it was great to be here, and we look forward to having you again as well.
Great. If you want to get a hold of me, if you have any questions during the week, you can reach me at Cologne, KAHLON, familyservices@gmail.com. Once again, it's KAHLON, familyservices@gmail.com. Thank you again.
This show furnished by Cologne Family Services.